WTAW News Time is 6 after 7, 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort, GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station City Council takes action this evening on approving a future annexation agreement with another large development. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says developers of Millican Reserve want five municipal utility districts for what could become $1 billion of homes and infrastructure.
The reason they're going to be five is they don't want to put out bonds for, you know, $120 million, which is what they think the infrastructure is going to cost. So they'll take out one as they need it and start paying that off and take out another one as they need it and so on.
When fully built out, there will be 1,900 single-family homes located in the College Station and Navasota school districts. Bryan residents who have been trying for more than 6 years to remove a loophole from a zoning ordinance will have to wait at least another 2 months. The city council decided this week they'll take up at the end of August amending regulations covering residential neighborhood conservation districts, which restricts the number of unrelated occupants in a home to two.
And I think that we need to keep a tight rein on all of our ordinances, especially this one, so it will not open doors for someone else to put on our city something they don't want in their city. That could be multifamily living in the RNC to a crematory.
Doris Imsoff was one of four public speakers calling on the city attorney to make needed changes. Councilman Rafael Pina says it's not been done due to higher priorities.
It's my understanding that there's other pressing issues. This is why this one's been on the back burner so long.
More than 2,600 Bryan homes are in RNC zones. The Bryan School Board has approved spending additional money in this year's budget after hearing the district received $738,000 in unexpected revenue. $257,000 will go towards construction outside Sam Houston Elementary. Construction Services Director Jeff Windsor says the work includes additional parking and fixing a grading problem.
And the city wanted some additional stackability for the people dropping off their kids and picking them up, so we wouldn't enter. They wouldn't be in the intersection of Canterbury.
The board also spent $445,000 on five new buses out of this year's budget instead of waiting for the new budget year to start in September. In personnel actions, the board promoted Jane Long Middle School Assistant Principal Cody Satterfield to principal and hired former Centerville Superintendent Robert Welsh as Bryan's new transportation director. A Dollar General store in Bryan was the scene of an armed robbery Tuesday night at closing time. Employees at the Boonville Road store told police two black men wearing dark colored clothing, one with a gun, forced their way inside and took an undisclosed amount of money. No shots were fired and no one was injured. Bryan police are also investigating a robbery not involving weapons Tuesday from a residence of the Shamrock Village Apartments on Wayside and the theft of $3,200 of stock wheels from the Rimco store on South Texas. College Station police arrested six people on drug charges as the result of three traffic stops in a three-hour period Tuesday night. None of those arrested was believed to have been selling based on the small quantities found by officers. The arrests followed a vehicle stopped at Southwest Parkway and Anderson for a license plate violation, a vehicle stopped at Harvey Mitchell and Holloman West for a seatbelt violation, and a vehicle going the wrong way on Highway 40 at Victoria. That driver, 41-year-old Tyrone Townsend of College Station, has been arrested four times in the last 4 months and 22 times in the last 24 years, according to online records. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. More news at 7:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. GroundShuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles and reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and limo service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit callawayjones.com.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
High pressure is beginning to shift east of the area. That will allow more and more in the way of moisture to creep back into our forecast. Good news is I don't see widespread rain, but because we've got so much moisture in the soil, there is the potential for an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Other than that, we have a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Today we're 90 to 95. Partly cloudy, warm overnight, 70 to 75. Sunshine tomorrow, maybe a late day storm, 90. Partly sunny, risk of a late day storm Saturday, 89. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Coach Rob Childress and Boomer White share their thoughts on the upcoming game against TCU in the Super Regional. Also, the Astros finally best the Rangers, and Maria Sharapova receives a two-year suspension. I'll have the details for you. Coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's going to cost her some money.
Yeah, it is.
I would think.
And she's not going to be able to play again until she's 31.
Which apparently in tennis is over the hill.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently it's for a heart condition. She's taken it's a heart medicine, but it's for multiple health issues she's had.
But she wasn't prescribed it.
Okay.
Right?
And she's been taking it for like 10 years, but it increases your endurance, which mm-hmm. is why it was banned. But she, not knowingly that it was banned, was taking it.
Huh.
So.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
But she, like you say, over the hill.
And that's what they said. They're saying, you know, we're not saying she was necessarily doing it on purpose, but it's a banned substance.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. But 2 years, that's a long time.
In tennis, for sure. In any sport.
Really, in anything. Yeah.
Can I have a dollar for every time I hear it is what it is? I mean, do you notice that has become so prevalent in conversations?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a really good way to explain something, though, when you can't really give it a...
All right.
When you can't explain it.
A solid explanation, you know? It's just kind of, it is
what it is.
But you know what? English has been spoken for hundreds of years before we had that. So what did we say before that?
That's a good question.
I know. That's why I do it.
He has all the control, Brad. That's why he is in control.
But, you know, and you could go find, you know, Psychology Today wrote a story about the hidden meaning of is what it is. Are we becoming more comfortable with ambiguity and potentiality? Seems that increasingly often you hear the phrase, it is what it is. And this lady named Leanna Gabora was writing about this. She says, I was taking the phrase to mean it's not this and it's not that. It's something more subtle that I don't have a name for, and I'm okay with that. In other words, it took to be an indication that the speaker is letting whatever this thing is just kind of exist out there without trying to analyze it. That makes sense?
Okay.
Yeah. But I think it's more of just I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. Well, and again, we got through English for years without it, and now it's everywhere. Anyhow, going back to Miss Sharapova.
Yes.
So Forbes put out their list of the highest paid athletes in 2016. And she is one of only two women who are on the top 100.
Wow.
Serena Williams at $28 million and Maria at $21 million. But she's probably not going to be on the list next year.
How's that pay gap for you?
Does that include like endorsement deals and stuff?
Right,
too?
Exactly. It does. Ooh, yes, it's so everything.
She's not going to have those Canon endorsements anymore or whatever she has. Right?
Yeah, I think she had a watch company.
There are athletes from 23 countries that compete in 10 sports. There are 65 Americans. There are 26 baseball players. Those are the top numbers. Mm-hmm. Even the athlete at the bottom of the list, took in $20 million. $20 million. Mm. So here's your top 10. At number 10, it's Kobe. At number 9, it's Jordan Spieth. Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Talk about
wow.
At 23 years old.
Made over $52 million.
Good for him.
Yeah. And you said this was endorsements, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because he's got AT&T that he's got. And
again, how old is he?
Yeah. 22, 23.
Oh, wow. All right. Number 8 is Phil Mickelson. Number 7 is Cam Newton. Number 6 is Novak Djokovic. Now we're getting into $50 million land. All these people in the top 10 are making at least $50 million.
Okay. Yeah, wow.
Kevin Durant at Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. Wow. Of course, but you're in Oklahoma City. Roger Federer at $67 million. LeBron at $77 million. Lionel Messi of Barcelona, $81
million.
And probably really not surprising, Ronaldo.
Yeah.
From Real Madrid.
What's funny is you said there were a lot of baseball players, but all of those were like basketball and tennis.
Yeah, that's
and golf.
I'm guessing that there's a lot of them just kind of in the mid ranges, right?
Right.
Now Jordan Spieth is a Texas boy, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dallas native.
Have him bring some of that money back here.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, and you know that's another thing is where they live makes a lot of difference. I mean, from a tax standpoint, when you're talking about this kind of money, Ronaldo, by the way, it was $88 million. $88 million.
And you look at those players.
He can't even use his hands.
No. And you look at those players, and they are, you know, so specific to the sport. In baseball, there's so many baseball players,
right.
And you know, there's only so few that are
when you look
big
at these,
standouts.
When you look at these people, they are based on their individual performances,
right?
What they do. I mean,
right?
I guess
that's very true.
The only thing there would be maybe Cam Newton because he's one of 11 on the field at the
mm-hmm.
same time. But the others are in a situation where, when they have the ball,
right.
then that is what makes the difference.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And so,
yep.
Anyway, there you are. That's,
wow.
And again, look at how much money we're talking about right there. I mean,
yeah.
When the 100th person makes $20 million. Now, understand, we're all paying for it. We're all paying. If you can go, well, I don't go see an NBA game. I don't pay for that. Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. That advertising.
You buy
on
products.
Yep.
You have advertising.
All of those things.
Yep.
So glad we can make them rich. So see, why shouldn't they stop and sign our stinking autograph request anytime we want?
You're welcome.
So yeah, really. That's the least that we could get out of them, I'm thinking. So we'll see. Driverless car technology could take hold faster than expected. Okay. They are now increasing the estimate of the number of driverless and self-driving cars that it expects to see across the globe at maybe 21 million. Maybe 21
wow.
million. In January of 2014, they had predicted that self-driving car sales would reach about 11 million by the year 2035. Well, now, because the research has moved forward so quickly, they anticipate nearly 21 million driverless cars to be sold worldwide. And part of it is we've talked about now, we found out that Google's going to put a horn in their car.
Yeah.
Because
Google's first accident with a driverless car happened out in California recently.
Exactly. Yeah. And so there, I'm just saying, so if they can put a horn in it, what is that? I mean,
what's it going to do?
Well,
now, my question is that there still has to be a person in the car.
Correct.
Okay. I wasn't sure if this was something where it's going to evolve to where, let's say, restaurants are using these cars for, like, delivery.
Well,
just, like, come down and get it out of the car.
Now, that will happen.
Well,
I guarantee you that
eventually.
Will happen in your lifetime. There's no doubt about that. You call and you you know, ask for a pizza or whatever, and this here
and
comes
the
this
car delivers it
thing. Yeah, this little thing that shows up.
But and then so, you have to walk outside of your house. Scott.
I know, but think if there's nobody in it, you don't have to tip
Ooh,
them either. You know? So from that
good
standpoint,
point.
I like your thinking okay. there.
It's
right.
worth putting pants on. Just saying.
Let's just put an intricate series of vacuum tubes all over the
all
world.
All over, that's it. And then we'll a Chinese company called Yang and the state of Nevada are going to test drone taxis. Small aircraft billed as the world's first passenger drone.
What?
Capable of autonomously carrying a person in the air for 23 minutes.
No, sir. You're not getting me in an automated flying machine.
The image of a typical four-rotor remote-controlled drone blown up to the size that is large enough to carry a person in a center pod.
What's the weight limit?
I don't know. It's called E-Hang. That's what they're going to call this. I just
it's going to be a hard pass for
so
me.
So would rather so driverless drone or driverless car?
Well, yeah, and the other thing is it says for 23 minutes. Well, what if your destination is 22 minutes and there's like a thunderstorm?
Right.
Yeah.
You thought you were safe until the weather entered into the picture. Hello.
I was going to say, based on the way some of these blend students drive out here on Boonville, we already have a pretty good number of driverless cars.
You know, my dad always told me, be proud of where you're from. So when it was time to start my business, I looked no further than right here in the town where I grew up.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com helps local businesses by helping them find their next great employee.
I mean, the people who live here, they're my neighbors. I know them. I trust them.
At AggieLandHelpWanted.com, it's easier than ever to post your job and start getting applicants instantly.
You know, without my hometown, my business just wouldn't be the same. And I think it works both ways.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Get set to save now at your local Kubota dealer. Kubota's L2501DT is powerful enough to tackle a wide range of tasks, yet nimble enough to provide the precision performance you need. Ask your participating dealer about Kubota's big value compact tractor, now more affordable than ever with a low down payment and low rate APR for up to 7 years. Now through June 30th, 2016, call toll free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. Visit WC Tractor in Bryan, your authorized Kubota dealer for Brazos County, or online at WCTractor.com.
Hi, this is Thomas from BCS Tire Pros. Let the road trips begin. But before you hit the road, swing by BCS Tire Pros and make sure your vehicle is ready to go. Your tires are the only part of the vehicle that actually touches the road. BCS Tire Pros provides a free 21-point inspection, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance nationwide, so you're covered wherever you go. Need new tires? BCS Tire Pros carries the best in the business with a great warranty and has a price guarantee. BCS Tire Pros on Texas Avenue next to Copy Corner. Give us your keys, put your mind at ease.
723 News Talk 1620 WTAW. So Snapchat is on track to have more users than either Twitter or Pinterest.
Uh-oh.
For the first time, research firm called eMarketer says Snapchat will add another 27 million users by the time 2020 gets here, with around 58 million total users. Winner in chatting is still Facebook Messenger, which has got about 105 million users in U.S. America alone by the end of the year.
Huh.
But there are lots of ways to communicate.
Yep.
I blame that on those Snapchat filters because they're just plain fun.
Right. You've got the filters, and then you can follow celebrities. And I know you can follow celebrities on Twitter or other parts of social media, but a lot of times I think there's someone else running those for them.
Yeah.
Snapchat's even a little bit more personal because
yep.
you're taking pictures and videos of real-time things, and it's, you know, it's all in real time. It's not, you know, later posts or scheduled posts, that kind of thing.
We had fun yesterday, and you get a chance to share that after the fact as well, and you can do that with your friends who, you know, if they're not listening, they need either a note from their doctor or an explanation. But anyway, we got a deal. Chelsea posts stuff so that you can catch it after the show.
Yeah. So SoundCloud is a really cool site, and it's for audio. So anything from, you know, talking segments like we do here on the Infomaniacs, musicians use it to release new songs and, you know, things like that. But we have our own SoundCloud now for WTAW 1620. and all of our fun little segments I'm going to upload. So shin kicking is our very first upload because that was just so fun yesterday. So fun.
So if they haven't done SoundCloud before, what do they do?
Yeah, and you don't actually have to belong to SoundCloud to go in and listen to things, but SoundCloud.com, and then our username is just WTAW1620. You can search for it, and you'll find it. They'll also always upload and connect to our Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can find it all right there as well. But this way, if you have a really, you know, there was a funny part of the show you want to go back and listen to, it's, you know, cut out and it's right there for you. You don't have to go through and listen to all the other nonsense.
All the
other stuff.
Yeah, really. Exactly. Yeah. And the last way is there. You can do that through our website, obviously, but that's the entire hour. We break it up that way. We do. And by the way, we break our interviews up on our website that way, too. So if you want to hear just the interviews that we do, then we've got those. So lots of different ways, and SoundCloud just kind of added to the gallery of stuff. So
exactly. Just another way to listen to our awesomeness.
That's it. Share our content.
There we go.
All right, 726, Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go. It's going to be probably 90 or so today, and actually through the weekend it's going to be at least the upper 80s. Low each night down around 70. Do have a 20% chance of rain for the next couple of days. On Friday it gets up to a 40%, Saturday gets up to a 40% chance of rain, and Sunday a 40% chance of rain as well. We'll see. But anyhow, the temperatures will hang about where they are, and right now it's 75.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important to have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros at Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation evaluation, repair, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 589-2420 for your free estimate. Protect your biggest investment. Brazos Valley Solutions. Their name says it all. Solutions. Click bvesolutions.info today.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
There's a lot of talk on the campaign trail from the liberals and the socialists running for president about the high cost of college. A news story in the Orange County Register demonstrates in a small way one reason college costs so much. There's a math professor at Cal State Fullerton. He has been formally reprimanded by the school because he used less expensive textbooks for his classes. The cheaper books were also better, according to him. Elaine Borze teaches a sophomore course called Introduction to Linear Algebra and Differential Equations. The department chairman demanded that he teach the course with a book that cost $180. And it just so happens the department chairman, the vice chairman, wrote that book. But Borze instead chose two other books to teach the course, written by prominent mathematicians and used in other schools. One of those books costs $76. The other is free. The back and forth over which books to use has gone on for over a year. The matter was put before a special committee, and they couldn't come up with a solution. Now, under normal circumstances, professors can use materials they choose. But in this case, the professor has put his job in jeopardy. The reprimand letter he got includes a threat that he might be fired. In the corporate world, a professor would be applauded for trying to get the job done cheaper. This is academia run by liberals. They have their own rules where they are the ones who get rich.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you use a free credit monitoring service, you may think it'll protect your identity, but it will not help resolve identity theft problems. And you may not realize that some free credit monitoring services feel free to sell your personal information. LifeLock will never, ever sell your personal information, but they will help protect you from identity theft. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of potential threats. And in the event that they discover a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but LifeLock helps protect you without selling your personal information. LifeLock membership starts just $9.99 a month, plus applicable taxes. Call 1-800-440-4833, visit LifeLock.com now, and use the promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10%. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31, 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. We work where you live. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. More than 2,600 Bryan homes are in residential neighborhood conservation districts, which are supposed to protect residents, among other things, from rentals with more than two unrelated occupants. Four homeowners spoke at this week's city council meeting looking to close a loophole. Leroy Johnson says he was told 6 years ago changes would be made.
I wonder why the promised changes haven't been implemented. This email referenced an RNC trial that the city lost. Just last month, the city lost another RNC trial. We need to get this ordinance improved, and the sooner the better. By not taking positive action to upgrade this ordinance, you're doing a great disservice to the hundreds of citizens who work long and hard to get 2,642 properties rezoned to residential neighborhood conservation districts.
The council unanimously decided to take up the proposed changes at the end of August. Councilman Buppy Simic says that will follow a recommendation by the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I don't think anybody's trying to hold this project up. Let's just give the P&Z the time they need to craft the right language and the right ordinance or whatever we want to call it, so that way we make sure we do it right.
The only explanation for the six-year delay came from Rafael Pina, who said there were higher priorities which were not identified. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes taking action on what is planned to be a future annexation agreement involving a $1 billion housing development.
We do these annexation agreements so that when it's, you know, approximately, you know, 80 or 90% built out, it will be an automatic annexation. So people who buy there know that at some point in the future, they will be part of the city.
Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says the owners of Milliken Reserve are seeking five municipal utility districts to spread out the financing needed to build streets and other infrastructure to city standards.
It's 2,350 acres. They're going to keep 1,000 of it in natural state conservation area, 1,900 single family homes, ranging in price from about $285,000 to $1.5 million.
Milliken Reserve is located in the College Station and at Navasota School Districts. The Bryan School Board filled two vacant administration positions at this week's meeting. The new principal at Jane Long Middle School is a promotion for assistant principal Cody Satterfield. And the district's new transportation director is former Centerville superintendent Robert Welsh. In another transportation-related topic, the board moved up the purchase of five new buses to this year's budget. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws says that's after the district received an additional $738,000 in revenue.
We normally ask for seven, so Ms. Melissa Martin has been able to confirm that we can get five in before September 1st. So we'd like to go ahead and purchase those and remove them out of next year's budget.
In addition to spending $445,000 on the buses, the board also approved $257,000 in construction outside Sam Houston Elementary. That will include more parking, traffic control, and grading. There has been an arrest from an armed robbery on the Texas A&M campus the Friday after Memorial Day. 38-year-old Daniel Thornton of College Station is accused of taking a cell phone at knife point from someone in the Student Recreation Center when discharging a fire extinguisher. That incident was 6 days after Thornton was out of jail on bond after he was arrested for shooting a BB gun in his apartment. The shots were fired through a bedroom door towards a roommate. Criminal cases reported to Bryan Police Tuesday included two robberies, four residential burglaries, and a theft. There was an armed robbery at Dollar General Store on Boonville Road at closing time Tuesday night. Two black men wearing dark-colored clothing, one with a gun, forced their way inside and took an undisclosed amount of money. No shots were fired and no one was injured. Tuesday during the noon hour, there was a robbery at the Shamrock Village Apartments on Wayside, east of Texas. The victim said he had given a ride to three black men when they returned and took his money. Three traffic stops by College Station police over a three-hour period Tuesday night led to the arrests of six people on drug charges. One traffic stop was for driving the wrong way on Highway 40 at Victoria behind College Station High School. 41-year-old Tyrone Townsend of College Station was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and driving with an invalid license with prior convictions. According to online jail records, Townsend was out of jail on bond following his arrest May 28th on those charges plus evading arrest. The online jail records also show Townsend has been arrested 22 times since July of 1992. Three people were arrested after a vehicle was stopped at Harvey Mitchell and Holloman West for a seatbelt violation, and two were arrested after their vehicle was stopped at Southwest Parkway and Anderson for a license plate violation. There are now 41 counties in the disaster declaration from severe weather 2 weeks ago. Governor Abbott has added 15 counties, including Madison and Falls. State and federal officials spent yesterday in Bryan and rural areas of Brazos County assessing damage from tornadoes, flooding, and lightning. And recent flooding has resulted in starting a highway project in Burleson County sooner than expected. FM 2155 is now closed at Bethel Creek for the next year. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports three bridges, two on 2155 and the third on FM 60, will be replaced at a cost of $1.6 million. WTAW News Time is 7:37 and it's 75 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Preferred Living. More news at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Lacey Hogan with Better Homes and Gardens Preferred Living, here today with your real estate update. It is still a great time to both buy and sell. Interest rates are historically low for buyers, and inventory of homes we have on the market is limited, meaning sellers are getting more money for their properties. Average days on market is 89 days, down from 103 in 2015. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, I'd be happy to help. Call me at 979-219-0730. I work where you live.
Howdy, this is Pat Sevchik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sevchik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sevchik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Let's do some weather. It's 7:38. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
High pressure is shifting east of the area. That's going to allow some Gulf of Mexico moisture to start to creep back into our forecast. Partly sunny, a high of 90 to 95 today. There's a chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Partly cloudy tonight, 70 to 75. Partial sun continues into tomorrow with the threat of a late-day storm, 90 degrees. Saturday, partial sun. There could be a shower or thunderstorm late. Highs 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Rob Childress and Boomer White give us a preview of the game coming up with TCU. Also, Astros take down the Rangers and the Cleveland Cavaliers blow out the Golden State Warriors. I'll have all the details coming up in sports for you on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Let's head to Washington, D.C. Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be on WTAW.
Listen, so I think a lot of folks got to see you on national TV for the first time last night. Fox, you were on the O'Reilly Factor.
Uh-huh.
So let's go ahead and delve right into that. Obviously, you have taken the stance that I guess the speaker has, too, when it comes to the presidential nominee, Donald Trump.
Well, actually, Speaker Ryan announced that he was endorsing him this past Monday. And then within a few hours of that is when Donald Trump impugned the heritage of the judge.
Yep.
Now, whether you not like the judge or not, that's not the issue. I mean, the judge's name's not on the ballot. He needs to run against Hillary Clinton. And he also needs to talk about what he's for in terms of a vision for this country. He's got a great opportunity because 70% of Americans are mad about the direction the country's going. And so that's a good audience for Donald Trump, but he's got to start talking about what his vision is, how he's going to lead the country, how Hillary Clinton would be bad for the country, and quit bashing on judges and everybody else. And, you know, this it's just a real simple solution. He just needs to focus on what he's going to do and who the real enemy is. This judge is not the problem.
So is this the straw that breaks the camel's back for you in that you can't endorse him because of that comment?
Well, let me say this. I'm not going to endorse him at this time. My hope is, my goal is to get Donald Trump into the White House. But in order to do that, we've got to help him get on the right page. And the American people want to hear about what he's going to do, not get off on these bunny trails of bashing on judges and everybody else. I mean, that may work in a primary election, but it absolutely doesn't work in a general. And all we're trying to do is say, hey, let's work together and help you get on the right page here.
Now, obviously, you're chairman of the Republican Study Committee. You've invited him to come break bread with you.
Correct.
Have you heard a response from him?
Not yet. You know, we still hope that he will. The invitation still stands. He's reached out to me and asked me to endorse him as of about 3 weeks ago. And we were in the process of trying to get more and more comfortable with what his real policy underpinnings are. You know, what is it that he really stands for? I mean, in a primary, you can win based on talking points, but we want to see, you know, what's the actual meat of your policy. And we also shared all the policy that we put together in the Republican Study Committee that are becoming part of Speaker Ryan's big task force rollout. And and we also sent him the energy strategy that Bobby Jindal and I wrote 2 years ago, which he used in a speech in North Dakota a couple of weeks ago. So I mean, he could be, I mean, I think he's headed on the same page, but he's got to start running for president and quit running against judges.
Now, you're chairman of the Republican Study Committee. Tell me how united your group is, or are you hearing anybody fraying around the edges?
With respect to...
Within the Republican Study Committee as far as what you should do with Trump.
Well, I think that... let me put it this way. There are 177 of us, and so you're going to have 177 different opinions. But I will say, I think the center of the opinions is... let me rephrase that. The concentration of opinions is that... we all intend to vote for him for the most part, but we wish that he would run for president and quit trying to run for a primary campaign. The primary's over. He won the nomination, and now he needs to win the general election. But he's not going to do it if he keeps marginalizing different groups, whether it's women or blacks or Hispanics or Asians or anybody else, short white people, tall white people, whatever it is he's doing, he's got to run for president, and that he's got to show what is his vision to address the reason that 70% of the Americans are mad today about the direction of the country, and to talk about how Hillary is just a continuation of Obama and will lead us the wrong direction. That's what he's got to focus on. It's not rocket science.
Finally, before we leave this, as chairman of the RSC, do you think you deserve a one-on-one with him?
No, I don't think I deserve anything. I mean, I think he needs to effect a strategy where he can win. And I don't, whether or not I meet with him, that I don't think that's really relevant to whether or not he wins or not. I think it would probably be helpful to him to have the endorsement of the largest conservative caucus in the entire United States Congress, but that's up to him.
Now, I know you're also in the process as a party of rolling out what's called a Better Way. You have
right.
you have a website out there, and about a half dozen different things, and it's better.gop, if I'm correct on that as to what the website is. How far along are we in that process, and what are the other elements that we've yet to see?
Well, we rolled out the economic empowerment agenda this past Tuesday, and then today we're going to roll out our national security agenda. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, we'll roll out the other elements, healthcare reform, tax reform, regulatory reform, and so on through our agenda. We believe that what we're doing is providing a substantive set of policies to be discussed as part of the presidential election. Because these are things, for instance, Americans know that Republicans are against Obamacare. but they don't know what we're for. So we're going to roll out a health care reform plan to show what we're for. Poverty is a huge issue today. We've got more people in poverty than ever before under President Obama's policies. And so the American people want to see, what are Republicans going to do that's different? And so we've taken a new and fresh way of looking at trying to get people economically empowered so that they can get out of poverty and so that they can lead the types of lives that they want to live and provide for their families. And those are the types of things we're trying to do.
And I guess also what this is you're trying to do separate and apart is we are the legislative arm of the government, separate from whatever happens in the White House. This is what the Republican agenda is going to be.
That's exactly correct.
Okay. Now let's move on because I don't think we've talked since you have been named now to the conference committee having to do with energy. I know with your background in energy, that's probably something that you were glad to be a part of.
Absolutely. This is something I was hoping to be appointed to. I did ask Speaker Ryan if he'd consider my name as being among the conferees, and he did, and I appreciate that. So we have a number of House GOP members that have been appointed to the conference committee. We're waiting for the Democrats and the folks over in the Senate to appoint their conferees. And then we'll sit down and take the Senate energy bill, which in my view is not very good, and then we'll take the House energy bill, put the two together, and try to make sure that what we wind up with is a conservative, unifying energy strategy for the 21st century.
Well, so as you get started, what's the hill that you'll die on as far as this is concerned? What are the just must-haves that you have to have in this energy legislation?
Well, one of the things we really, really need to have are LNG exports.
That's liquid natural gas, right?
That's correct. And the Department of Energy and the FERC have just screwed this process up beyond all recognition. Typical federal bureaucrat foul-up. And so you've got people that are willing to invest billions and billions of dollars to try to create a market for a great U.S. product. And we've got these bureaucrats in Washington that are just asleep at the switch. I mean, they've actually just shut down considering applications, and that's not what the law provides for. And so what we're trying to do is get that fixed. There are some provisions included in the Senate bill to increase mandatory spending, and you can think about that as, you know, the same as mandatory spending for Medicare, Medicaid, for land and water activities. And we should never increase mandatory spending. It's already growing as a part of the fiscal pie. We need to make more spending discretionary, not mandatory. And plus, what that does is it gives the environmentalist a strategy to be able to continue the economic development of this country. And that's the last thing we need. But the Senate put it in there, so our goal will be to strip it out.
Finally today, let's spend just a minute. You couldn't visit with us last week because you were on an overseas trip having to do with security. Can you fill us in some on that?
Sure. I was in Taiwan and South Korea, and the reason to visit each of those countries is the folks in Taiwan are the most directly exposed to renewed Chinese aggression, and they pay a lot more attention to it than we do farther over on this side of the Pacific. And we got some firsthand updates from military leaders and political leaders about what's happening just 80 miles from their shores with Chinese aggression. Then we went to South Korea and got pretty good updates from South Korean leaders, not only in the military but also from our intelligence staff and State Department staff. And then from business leaders in South Korea about the risks that are posed to world security from Kim Jong-un north of the DMZ in North Korea. You know, the guy keeps popping up his nuclear test, and then he also keeps attempting to develop missiles with greater and greater capability, and particularly capability to hit the United States. We went up to the DMZ, and it gives you a stark reminder when you're standing at the DMZ about the differences between North Korea and South Korea and the real ambitions of North Korea. It's a scary world out there, and the decline in U.S. leadership is felt keenly by the folks in both of those countries. And so our hope is that we can restore our national security, restore American leadership, which also improves our national security.
Sure, that's been a 65-year relationship with Korea. That's
it has been. Yeah. And one of the things, you know, over time, your your recollection of world history declines over time. I had actually forgotten we're still at war. Well, when I say we, the North and South is still at war, and the armistice that was signed back in 1953 just basically said, okay, everybody, there's going to be a ceasefire, and we've had a 60-some-year ceasefire now. I'd like to see a better resolution of that.
Certainly.
But that's where we are.
All right. Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the interviews archived on our website at WTAW.com. As always, we appreciate your time.
You bet. Let me give a couple of shout-outs.
Sure.
First to College Station High School baseball team as they play in the 5A semifinal, and then also to the Aggie baseball team as they play in the Super Regionals.
Yeah, looking forward to that, that's for sure. Thanks again for the time today.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Boudreaux, the crawfish man from Crawfish to Go, got his own restaurant, Cajun's Bayou Grill.
I'm a Cajun man.
Cajun food from scratch. Cajun's Bayou Grill cooks up all of your Cajun favorites from gumbo and etouffee to po' boys, red beans and rice and more. Yeah, we got that. Cajun's Bayou Grill. It's in South Carlin Station in the community of Welburn. It's only minutes from the congestion. Just one block north of the Hullabaloo Diner. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Google that. Cajun'sBayouGrill.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Betalift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Betalift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
My guess is you're busy, maybe too busy. It's a similar story for many of us. We have trouble telling people no, or we convince ourselves we have free time because there's a tiny blank spot on our calendar. But deep inside, we know we're overcommitted. The question is, why do we choose to stay that way? Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Typically, our first answer to that question might be, because I'm doing important things. Well, that may be true, but it could also be part of the problem. What if we're overloading our schedule because it's the only way we know how to feel significant? Listen, there's nothing wrong with taking pride in a job well done or enjoying our work. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel valued and needed. But we've lost our balance in life when we believe we have to do stuff to prove to ourselves and everyone around us that we're worth something. That's a monster that'll never be satisfied no matter how much you feed it. The only true answer is to learn to appreciate our value as a person, apart from everything we do. Living well is all about discovering our meaning and purpose in who we are, all the unique and peculiar things that make us, us. When we understand that, we'll have appropriate balance, and our activities will enrich our lives rather than consume us from the inside out. For help discovering your true worth, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports. It's 7:53. Rob Childress and Boomer White met with the media yesterday as the Aggies continue preparation for this weekend's Super Regional Series against the TCU Horned Frogs. Coach Childress says his team is ready.
Yeah, we had 5 guys that didn't get to throw over the course of the weekend, and each of the last 2 days we've gotten live work on the mound and live at bats, which has been really good. And, you know, we'll have a, you know, typical Thursday practice, tomorrow getting ready for the weekend.
His response when asked about how Boomer White is performing in practice?
Oh, great. I mean, you know, Boomer knows that he's going to be the focal point up until the bell ringing on Friday, and at that point it's all about both teams playing, and he's done a great job thus far throughout the whole process, handling it the right way, and I feel like both schools have too, and, you know, at 8:04 on Friday night, it's about the two teams playing good baseball.
Speaking of Boomer, he reveals his strategy for winning at home.
Just sticking with routine. I think it's going to be easier than, say, if we were at their place. You know, for the most part, we have a packed stadium every time here, and there's going to be no different. It's going to be rowdy, but play in front of these fans about 30-something times, I feel like. So sticking with routine, going through the same process I've done before every game, and just focus on how I can help my team and not worrying about who's in the other dugout. Doing my best, and let the chips fall where they do.
First pitch is scheduled for 8 p.m. Broadcast of the action begins at 7:45, and you can catch it all on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The first day of action at the NCAA Track and Field Championships included a runner-up finish for Iowanis Carrazes in the javelin, a school record for Aggie freshman Donovan Brazier in the 800 meter, and Lyndon Victor is on pace to threaten his decathlon record. In high school baseball, College Station's team will return to action tonight at the state tournament. The Cougars survived six must-win games over the last month, advancing after dropping the openers of best-of-three playoff series against Magnolia, Rutter, and Tomball. Those comebacks carried College Station to the Class 5A state semifinal round, where the Cougars will face San Antonio Alamo Heights at 7 p.m. at Dell Diamond in Round Rock. That story courtesy of BrazosSports.com. In Major League Baseball.
Swing and a miss. Odor swings at a pitch in the dirt. Castro picks it up, throws to first, and that is the ball game.
Out in Arlington, Jose Altuve hit a tie-breaking two-run double in the seventh inning, and the Houston Astros finally beat the Rangers 3-1 on Wednesday night in a game Texas starter Yu Darvish exited earlier than expected. Darvish, in only his third start for the Rangers since Tommy John surgery in March 2015, left after feeling tightness in his right shoulder during the fifth inning. He was shaking his arm after throwing a 63-mile-per-hour breaking pitch to strike out George Springer, but faced two more batters to finish the inning. Houston had lost its first eight games this season against its AL West and in-state rival. The Astros also lost 12 straight in Arlington, matching their club record for longest road losing streak against one opponent. Doug Fister got his fifth straight win over the last eight starts, all Astros victories. The right-hander had five strikeouts while allowing one run over six innings. The Stros look to split the series with a win today at 1 p.m. Broadcast gets underway at 12:30 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In other Rangers news, slugger Josh Hamilton has had reconstruction surgery on his left knee. Hamilton, who was already out of the season, had the extensive surgery Wednesday in Houston. The Rangers said Dr. Walt Lowe also repaired meniscus and articular cartilage in that knee. In the NBA Finals,
your final, Cavaliers 120, Warriors 90, as the Cavaliers have battled their way right back into this final series.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are within 2-1 in the NBA Finals following a 120-90 blowout over Golden State. LeBron James poured in 32 points and Kyrie Irving added 30, while the Cavs held Steph Curry under 20 points for the third straight game. J.R. Smith hit 5 three-pointers and had 20 points. The Cavaliers host Game 4 on Friday. Maria Sharapova has received a 2-year suspension from the International Tennis Federation, a punishment that will run through January 25, 2018. The 29-year-old Sharapova tested positive for melatonin at the Australian Open in January after losing to Serena Williams in the Australian Open quarterfinals. Sharapova says she'll appeal to the sport's highest court. And cornerback Aqib Talib is having his gunshot wound evaluated by Broncos doctors and trainers, although the team says surgery won't be necessary. Police were cited as reporting that Talib said he was too intoxicated to recall details of last weekend's shooting. In an odd twist, the bullet appears to have entered Talib's right thigh and exited his right calf, suggesting a trajectory that could indicate Talib shot himself. It's like Plaxico Burress all over again. And that's a look at your sports. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Does your swimming pool need some work? Now is the time to do it, and the Pool Guy can help. The Pool Guy offers pool renovations, including replastering, retile, recoping, and more. Service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, and parts, equipment, and chemical sales. With over 30 years' experience, the Pool Guy offers superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products to fill your every need. Whether it is time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need some supplies, call the Pool Guy today.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or you can shop at